Page 8. Sample ballot, November 8, 2016, general election. This sample ballot is a composite of all contests and measures appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every office or measure. If you have more than one candidate filed for an office on your ballot, you may notice that the names do not appear in alphabetical order, as might be expected. A random alphabet is drawn by the Secretary of State for every election, which determines the order in which the names of candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the November 8, 2016 general election is as follows. D, H, R, I, Y, W, U, F, B, G, T, K, C, E, A, N, S, X, O, Z, L, V, M, J, P, Q. Remember, all ballots will be mailed October 19th. Federal offices, your vote for the candidates for United States President and Vice President shall be a vote for the electors supporting those candidates. United States President and Vice President vote for one, Republican Donald J. Trump, Mike Pence, Democrat Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, Pacific Green or Progressive, Jill Stein, Ajamu Baraka, Libertarian Gary Johnson, Bill Weld, U.S. Senator, vote for one, Stephen C. Reynolds, Independent, Ron Wyden, Democrat, Mark Callahan, Republican, Eric Navikas, Pacific Green, Progressive, Jim Lindsay, Libertarian, Shanti S. Luwalan, Working Families. U.S. Representative, 5th District, vote for one, Colm Willis, Republican, Kurt Schrader, Democrat, Independent, Marvin Sandnes, Pacific Green. State offices, Governor, 2-year term, vote for one, James Foster, Libertarian, Kate Brown, Democrat, Working Families, Cliff Thomason, Independent, Aaron Donald Auer, Constitution, Bud Pierce, Republican. Secretary of State, Sharon L. Durbin, Libertarian, Dennis Richardson, Republican, Paul Damian Wells, Independent, Brad Avakian, Democrat, Working Families, Progressive, Alan Zundel, Pacific Green, Michael Marsh, Constitution. Page 9, State Treasurer, Chris Henry, Progressive, Pacific Green, Tobias Reed, Democrat, Jeff Goodman, Republican, Chris Telfer, Independent. Attorney General, Lars D.H. Hedbor, Libertarian, Ellen Rosenblum, Democrat, Independent Working Families, Daniel Zine Crow, Republican. Legislative offices, State Senator, 9th District, vote for one, Rick Harrisay, Democrat, Fred Frank Girard, Republican, Independent, Jack Stilwell, Libertarian, State Senator, 12th District, Brian J. Boquist, Republican, Independent, Ross Schwarzendruber, Democrat, State Senator, 30th District, Ted Ferrioli, Republican, Independent, W. Mark Stringer, Democrat, State Representative, 17th District, Jeffrey D. Goodwin, Independent Libertarian, Sherry Springer, Republican, Democrat. State Representative, 18th District, Victor S. Gilliam, Republican, Independent, Tom Kaine, Democrat, Working Families, Patrick Marnell, Libertarian. State Representative, 19th District, Jody Hack, Republican, Independent, Larry Trott, Democrat. State Representative, 20th District, Paul Evans, Democrat, Independent Working Families, Laura S. Moret, Republican. State Representative, 21st District, Doug Rogers, Republican, Alvin M. Clausen, Jr., Independent, Brian Clem, Democrat. State Representative, 22nd District, Teresa Alonzo Leon, Democrat, Working Families, Patty Milne, Republican, Independent. State Representative, 23rd District, Jim Thompson, Independent, Mike Nierman, Republican, Garrett Leeds, Libertarian, Alex Polikoff, Pacific Green. Page 10, State Representative, 25th District, Sharon P. Freeman, Democrat, Bill Post, Republican, Independent. State Representative, 39th District, Charles Galea, Democrat, Bill Kenemer, Republican, Independent, Kenny Cernach, Libertarian. State Representative 59th District, John E. Huffman, Republican, Independent, Tyler J. Gabriel, Democrat. Marion County Office, Commissioner Position 3, Sam Brentano, Republican. Nonpartisan Offices, Judge of the Supreme Court, Position 6, Lynn R. Nakamoto, Incumbent. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 5, Scott Shore, Incumbent. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 8, Roger J. DeHoog, Incumbent. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District, Position 1, Channing Bennett, Incumbent. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District, Position 7, Sean E. Armstrong, Incumbent. Marion County Clerk, Bill Burgess. City of Almsville Offices. City of Almsville Mayor, Robert Bau, Nico Cesarez. City of Almsville Counselor, vote for 3, Tom Hedgecoke, Lori Walters, Kevin M. Crawford, Geronimo Clark, Trina M. Lee. City of Aurora Offices, Mayor, vote for 1, Bill Galp, Gregory M. Taylor. City of Aurora Counselor, position 3, Mercedes W. Roden Feely, Bob Southard. City of Aurora Counselor, position 4, Tom Heitmanek, John W. Sager. Page 11, City of Detroit Office, Counselor, vote for 4, James Trent, Vicki M. Larson, Keith A. Munn, John E. Mantha, Jr. City of Donald Offices, Mayor, vote for 1, Kat Suttles, Rod Scott, Richard R. Olmsted. City of Donald Counselor, vote for 3, Ellen Clemens, Brad Oxenford, Jan Olson. City of Gates, Mayor, Jerry Marr. City of Gates Counselor, vote for 2, Gary L. Crum, John McCormick. City of Jervis, Mayor, Shanti M. Platt. City of Jervis Counselor, vote for 3, Mickey Wagner, Michael Gregory, J.R. Gonzalez, Rob Ladd. City of Hubbard, Mayor, Thea Estes. Counselors, vote for 2, Barbara Ruiz, Bradley Williams, Dan Estes, Anthony San Filippo. City of Idana, Counselor, Susan Smith. Page 12, City of Jefferson, Mayor, Cindy Hightower, Patrick W. McKenzie, Jr. City of Jefferson, Counselor, vote for 3, Robert M. Burns, Tim Groom, Brad Cheney, Stan Neal, Tracy A. Vaughn, David Jones. City of Kaiser, Mayor, Kathy Clark. City of Kaiser Counselor, position 1, vote for 1, Laura Reed, Alan Barker. City of Kaiser Counselor, position 2, Kim Freeman. City of Kaiser Counselor, position 3, Marlene Parsons. City of Mill City Offices, Mayor, Thorin Faust Thacker, Tim Kirsch. City of Mill City Counselor, vote for 4, Scott J. Bauman, Hannah Baker, Tony L. Trout, Elania K. Turpin, Brett N. Catlong, Allison Smith Goodwin, Don Plotz. City of Mount Angel, Mayor, Andrew Andy Odie. City of Mount Angel Counselor, Pete Wall, Kelly Grassman. Page 13, City of Salem, Mayor, Chuck Bennett. City of Salem Counselor, Ward 1, Kara Kaser. Counselor Ward 3, Brad A. Nanke. City of Salem Counselor Ward 5, Matt Osick. Counselor Ward 7, Sally Cook. City of Scotts Mills, Mayor, Paul Brakeman. Scotts Mills Counselors, vote for 3, Dick Beilenberg, Luann Adams. City of Silverton, Mayor, Rick Lewis. City of Silverton Counselor, Jason Freilinger, Lori A. Carter. City of St. Paul, Mayor, Kim Wallace, Michael Bernard. City of St. Paul Councilman, vote for 2, Michael Dolan, Marty Waldo, Rose Mary Gray, Velma M. Amaya Medina, Jenny Lefebvre. City of Staten, Mayor, Jim Noakes, Henry A. Porter. City of Staten Councilor, vote for 3, Mark Cronquist, Jennifer Neagle, Ralph R. Lewis, Brian Quigley. Page 14, City of Sublimity, Mayor Eugene Ditter, Raymond P. Hauberger, Sublimity Councilor Michael Taylor, Jim Crowther, Wayne Stedronsky, City of Turner, Mayor Gary Tiffin, City of Turner Councilor Laura Doran, Martha Pinch, Glenn B. Pennebaker, City of Woodburn, Mayor Kathy Figley, Chris Lassen, Woodburn Councilor Ward 1, Melinda Valise, City of Woodburn Councilor Ward 2, Laura E. Isadora, Lisa Ellsworth, City of Woodburn Councilor Ward 6, Eric Morris, Marion Soil and Water Conservation District Director Zone 1, Doug Kramer, Zone 2, no candidate filed, Zone 4, Tim Beilenberg, and Director at Large 1, Stephanie Hazen or Scott Walker. Page 15, State Measures. Sample ballot continued. State Measure 94-96, referred to the people by the Legislative Assembly. Measure 94, amends Constitution, eliminates mandatory retirement age for state judges. The result of a yes vote amends Constitution, state judges not required to retire from judicial office after turning 75 years old. Statutes cannot establish mandatory retirement age. The result of a no vote retains constitutional provisions requiring state judges to retire from judicial office after turning 75 years old, authorizing statutes establishing lesser mandatory retirement age. Measure number 95, amends Constitution, allows investments in equities by public universities to reduce financial risk and increase investments to benefit students. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote allows public universities to invest in equities to reduce financial risk and increase funds available to help students. The result of a no vote. A no vote prevents public universities from investing in equities. Measure number 96, amends Constitution, dedicates 1.5% of state lottery net proceeds to funding support services for Oregon veterans. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote dedicates 1.5% of state lottery net proceeds to fund veterans' services, including assistance with employment, education, housing, and physical and mental health care. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains current list of authorized purposes for spending state lottery net proceeds, 1.5% dedication to fund veterans' services not required. Measure 97-100, proposed by initiative petition. Measure 97, increases corporate minimum tax when sales exceed $25 million, funds education, health care, senior services. The result of a yes vote increases corporate minimum tax when sales exceed $25 million, removes tax limit, exempts benefit companies, increased revenue funds education, health care, senior services. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains existing corporate minimum tax rate based on Oregon's sales. Tax limited to $100,000. Revenue not dedicated to education, health care, or senior services. Measure 98 requires state funding for dropout prevention, career and college readiness programs in Oregon high schools. Result of a yes vote. A yes vote requires state legislature to fund dropout prevention, career and college readiness programs through grants to Oregon high schools, state monitors programs. Result of a no vote. A no vote retains current law, legislature not required to commit funds to career, technical, college-level education dropout prevention programs, retains discretion to allocate funds. Measure 99. Creates outdoor school education fund, continuously funded through lottery to provide outdoor school programs statewide. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote creates separate fund financed through Oregon Lottery Economic Development Fund and administered by Oregon State University, OSU, to provide outdoor school programs statewide. The result of a no vote. A no vote rejects creation of fund to provide outdoor school programs statewide, retains current law under which OSU administers outdoor school grants if funding available. Measure 100 prohibits purchase or sale of parts or products from certain wildlife species, exceptions, civil penalties. Result of a yes vote. A yes vote prohibits purchase, sale of parts, products from certain wildlife species, exceptions for specified activities, gift inheritances, and certain antiques or musical instruments, civil penalties. The result of a no vote maintains current Oregon law, which does not prohibit purchase or sale of parts or products from species not native to Oregon except for shark fins. Page 16, Marion County Measures, Measure 24-404 through 24-406, are referred to the voters by the Board of Commissioners. 24-404, concerning medical marijuana businesses outside of cities in Marion County. Question, shall medical marijuana businesses, processing sites, and dispensaries be allowed in unincorporated areas of Marion County outside of city limits? Measure 24-405, concerning recreational marijuana businesses outside of cities in Marion County. Question, shall recreational marijuana businesses, producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers be allowed in unincorporated areas of Marion County outside of cities? Measure 24-406, concerning Marion County local tax if recreational marijuana sales allowed. Question, shall Marion County impose a 3% local tax on recreational marijuana retailers in unincorporated areas of county outside of cities? City of Almsville measure referred to the voters by the City Council, Measure 24-402, prohibits marijuana registrants and licensees in the City of Almsville. Question, shall the City of Almsville prohibit medical marijuana processors, medical marijuana dispensaries, recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers? For full ballot title text for the local measures, start on page 39 of this voter pamphlet. City of Detroit measures, Measures 24-413 and 24-414, are referred to the voters by the City Council. City of Detroit Measure 24-413, tax on recreational marijuana sales in Detroit, Oregon. Question, shall city impose a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana items by a retailer in the City of Detroit? Measure 24-414, adopts amendments to the charter clarifying residency and ordinance procedures. Question, should amendments changing residency requirements and clarifying ordinance adoption procedures be adopted? City of Donald measures referred to the voters by City Council, Measure 24-418, imposes city tax on retailers' sale of recreational marijuana items. Question, shall City of Donald impose a 3% sales tax on recreational marijuana items by an OLCC-licensed retailer? City of Gates measure referred to the voters by the City Council, Measure 24-415, imposes city tax on marijuana retailers' sale of marijuana items. Question, shall the City of Gates impose a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana items by a marijuana retailer? City of Jervis measure, referred to the voters by the City Council, Measure 24-401, prohibits certain marijuana registrants and licensees in city. Question, shall city prohibit medical marijuana processors, medical marijuana dispensaries, recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in the city? City of Hubbard measures, Measures 24-398 and 24-407, are referred to the voters by the City Council. Measure 24-398 prohibits certain marijuana registrants and licensees in Hubbard. Question, shall Hubbard prohibit medical marijuana processors, medical marijuana dispensaries, recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in the city? Measure 24-407, authorizing tax on recreational retail sales of marijuana items. Question, shall Hubbard impose a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana items by a recreational retailer? City of Jefferson measure referred to the voters by the City Council. City of Jefferson measure 24-408, city tax on the recreational marijuana retailer's sale of marijuana items. Question, shall Jefferson impose a tax on sales of marijuana items by recreational marijuana retailers in the city? Page 17, City of Kaiser measure referred to the voters by the City Council. Measure 24-397 imposes city tax on marijuana retailers' sale of marijuana items. Question, shall City of Kaiser impose a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana items by a marijuana retailer? City of Mill City measures. Measures 22-143 and 22-144 are referred to the voters by the City Council. City of Mill City Measure 22-143 prohibits certain marijuana registrants and licensees in Mill City. Question, shall Mill City prohibit medical marijuana processors, medical marijuana dispensaries, recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in Mill City? Measure 22-144 imposes a 3% city tax on marijuana retailers' sales. Question, shall Mill City impose a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana by a marijuana retailer in Mill City? City of Mount Angel measures. Measures 24-409 and 24-412 are referred to the voters by the City Council. Measure 24-409, prohibiting certain recreational and medical marijuana facilities in Mount Angel. Question, shall Mount Angel prohibit medical marijuana processing sites, medical marijuana dispensaries, marijuana producers, marijuana processors, marijuana wholesalers, and marijuana retailers? Measure 24-412, city tax on recreational marijuana retailers' sale of marijuana items. Question, shall Mount Angel impose a tax on sales of marijuana items by recreational marijuana retailers in the city? City of Salem measures. Measures 24-399 and 24-400 are referred to the voters by the City Council. 24-399, City of Salem Police Facility General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question, shall the city issue up to $82,088,000 in general obligation bonds for a new police facility? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. City of Salem Measure 24-400 imposes city tax on the sale of recreational marijuana items. Question, shall the City of Salem establish a 3% tax on the sale of recreational marijuana items? City of Scotts Mills measures 24-411 and 24-416 are referred to the voters by the City Council. 24-411, prohibiting certain recreational and medical marijuana facilities in Scotts Mills. Question, shall Scotts Mills prohibit medical marijuana dispensaries, medical marijuana processing sites, marijuana producers, marijuana processors, marijuana wholesalers, and marijuana retailers? Measure 24-416, city tax on recreational marijuana retailers' sale of marijuana items. Question, shall Scotts Mills impose a tax on sales of marijuana items by recreational marijuana retailers in the city? City of Silverton measure, referred to the voter by the City Council, Measure 24-396, authorizing tax on marijuana retailers' sales of recreational marijuana products. Question, shall the City of Silverton impose a 3% tax on recreational marijuana products sold by a marijuana retailer in Silverton? City of Staten measure referred to the voters by the City Council. Measure 24-395, Staten tax on sale of transfer of recreational marijuana. Shall Staten impose a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana by a recreational marijuana retailer? Page 18. City of Sublimity measure referred to the voters by City Council. Measure 24-410, refer to voters the Sublimity Ordinance prohibiting marijuana entities. Question, do you want Sublimity Ordinance number 725 prohibiting certain recreational and medical marijuana entities to be permanent? City of Turner measure referred to the voters by City Council. Measure 24-403, establishment of marijuana business in the City of Turner. Question, shall the City of Turner prohibit medical marijuana processors and dispensaries, recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers in Turner? Central School District measure referred to the voters by the District Board, Measure 27-122, bonds for school capital improvements identified in long-range plan. Question, shall Central School District issue $26 million general obligation bonds for school repairs, improvements, expansion, replacements, capitalized interest, and land purchase? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Jefferson School District measure referred to the voters by district board, Measure 24-417, authorizes general obligation bonds to construct and renovate school facilities. Question, shall Jefferson School District issue $16,500,000 in bonds to build middle school, enhance student safety and security, obtain $4 million state grant? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. The full ballot title text for the local measures starts on page 39 of this voter's pamphlet. Track your ballot. Prep, send, received, accepted. The Marion County Clerk is offering a program to voters in Marion County that allows them to track the status of their ballot through automated notifications. Participating voters will have the option of receiving text, email, or voice alerts at several points on their ballot's journey. If you have any questions about the service, please call the Marion County Clerk's office at 503-588-5041. Sign up today to begin receiving messages. https://marioncountyclerk.i3ballot.net/voter/login#.